This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Intensive care space is dwindling across Europe as beds fill again with coronavirus patients, this time in places that had been spared the virus peak from last spring. France's critical care beds are 92% full, and one hospital in the south has brought in refrigerated trucks for feared influx of bodies. In Belgium, a slowing curve this week eased pressure on nurses and physicians dealing with the hardest cases, but many parts of Eastern Europe spared the harrowing wave last spring are expecting to reach capacity in their critical care units within weeks. Officials say they were braced for a wave of illnesses this fall, but no one was prepared for the severity that they're seeing now. The U.S. has confirmed more than 10 million coronavirus cases. AP correspondent Jennifer King.
The U.S. hit the grim 10 million milestone on Monday, according to data compiled by Johns Hopkins University. New daily confirmed cases of the coronavirus are up more than 60% over the past 2 weeks. Deaths are up 18%. Infections are rising in nearly every state. Pennsylvania's Secretary of Health, Dr. Rachel Levine, says it's time to get a handle on community spread.
We are at a critical point.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz says the state is adding more than a dozen free COVID-19 testing sites.
We have reached a very dangerous phase in the pandemic in the upper Midwest.
Utah Governor Gary Herbert declared a state of emergency and ordered a statewide mask mandate.
It's not that we don't have rooms with four walls. We just don't have rooms that have got doctors and nurses that can provide the health care in those rooms.
I'm Jennifer King.
Meanwhile, U.S. health officials have allowed emergency use of the first antibody drug to help the immune system fight COVID-19. The Food and Drug Administration Monday cleared the experimental drug from Eli Lilly for people 12 and older with mild or moderate COVID-19 not requiring hospitalization. This is VOA News.